Good morning. Welcome back to the Broadcast Retirement Network. This is BRN AM for Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. At our top story today, we're taking a closer look at auto enrollment and auto escalation in state and local defined contribution plans. Joining me now to discuss this and a lot more, Dr. Jukon Leo is the head of retirement research at Mission Square Research Institute, and John Saley is a vice president at Mission Square Retirement. Dr. Leo and John, it's great to see you. Thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Thank you for having us, Jeff.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's great to, and I got to say, I always love when we can feature Mission Square Research Institute and the research y'all do. It's great research, and it really, it, from workforce to deployment of certain plan provisions, it's top notch. John, this research that we're talking about this morning with you and Dr. Liu focuses on the deployment of auto enrollment and auto escalation in the public sector. And before we get into the results, I want to set some baseline terms here. What is auto enrollment and what is auto escalation?
Well, Jeff, it's actually quite simple. Auto enrollment is about getting participants into the plan without them having to do a thing, making it as easy as it possibly can be. And what that does, it gets participants in the habit of saving, and it helps them build that saving over a lifetime to a secure retirement. So when an individual gets employed by a city or a county, they are automatically in the plan unless they decide to opt out, and they always have the chance to get out. Same thing with auto escalation. You start small and you build up. So you start in a career with a lot of responsibilities and the kind of income you get at the beginning of a career. And as that income grows, your contributions automatically escalate so that at the end of the day, you are building a strong nest egg to have a secure retirement.
Yeah, and I always say, John, that if you start, you know, saving for retirement is pretty easy if you start early enough and you take advantage of early contributions and the power of compounding. Dr. Liu, I want to come to you because this research, it's fascinating. The defined contribution plans, typically 401k, 403b plans, have used these features, but public sector plans, really, they're no stranger to these plans. What are the provisions? What did the research find specific to state and local governments in the use of auto enrollment, auto escalation?
Thanks, Jeff. Just like you said, actually 2/3 of the private sectors has already started adopting auto features. However, the public sector is catching up now. Our research findings are quite fascinating. We find that there is an increase of auto enrollment and auto escalation features among many states. In fact, 17 states and the District of Columbia require or permit some sort of auto features. But so far, these features are primarily focused on auto enrollment. The auto escalation has yet to see a wide range of adoption. So fewer state and local governments has adopted auto escalation.
So there are 33. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The full list of states, if you're interested, is in the report. You can find on the retirement section of our website, and the link is on the screen.
Yeah, they may say, I've got this pension over here, and I don't want to do the auto escalation, auto enrollment, but why is it important for these other entities that aren't participating to look at these provisions? It seems, based on what John was telling us, it seems like a no-brainer, even if you have that pension plan.
Yes, the legislation started to adopt that recently. Actually, the recent bipartisan Secure Act 2.0 has mandated auto enrollment in new ERISA plans. That's a good start. And to those states which are yet to adopt, I think the benefit is very obvious. So when the new employees start to enroll into the plan, they start to be overwhelmed with all the benefit choices, all the enrollment choices, and we call that choice fatigue or choice overload. So these auto features help them to bypass the active choice process so they can be enrolled into what the plan advisors or sponsors think it's better for them, and then they don't have to do anything unless they want to opt out. I think these features will help increasing more saving rate as well as the adoption rate of DC plans. And we all know that with the rising cost of retirement, it is really hard for pure pension plan to catch up with their retirement goals. So adding the DC feature for them, not having them to actively choose that, will help these states to increase the saving rate and prepare the better retirement future for those employees.
Everybody, in order to understand, in truth, what you have and where you're going, you have to dig in. And the challenge is most of us don't have the time or the inclination to do that, especially early in our lives when we have so many other responsibilities. So these auto features really do it for us and give us the opportunity when we are ready to engage to be in a good place.
Yeah, really good. Well said. Gentlemen, I need to take a very quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about this research and get into the weeds a little bit more. You're going to want to stay tuned right here on BRN AM. Imagine a new television network that will make you richer, healthier, and in control of your financial future. This network is for the policewoman in Nashville, Tennessee, the baker in Dubuque, Iowa, the teacher in Lexington, Kentucky. We want to make the idea of savings in retirement culturally relevant. But what do you see as a defining issue of the midterms?
Especially for the smaller businesses, I mean, they are the lifeblood of the American economy.
Featuring exclusive interviews, current affairs, and docuseries. 33 yeah. years old, you retired early.
The philosophy is money only matters if it helps you live a life that you love.
But you gotta start thinking about retirement as soon as you get in.
The Broadcast Retirement Network will drive very high engagement with premium partnerships. So this isn't retirement and savings for your parents or grandparents. This is for all Americans. And we're gonna change the way you think about money. Welcome to the next frontier of retirement and savings. This is BRN, the Broadcast Retirement Network. Welcome back. We're joined this morning by Dr. Jukon Liu. He's the head of retirement research at Mission Square Research Institute, and John Saley is the vice president at Mission Square Retirement. John, Dr. Liu, thanks so much for staying with us this morning. Really appreciate hanging around for segment number two this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, I walk out of these conversations and I feel just a lot smarter. And the research is really timely. And it's things that you really wouldn't get if you just thought about it anecdotally. Dr. Liu, I want to start off with you again in this segment. You know, there's some lessons learned in the research, lessons learned for the deployment of auto enrollment, auto escalation. What did you learn while conducting the research about what is successful and what not, and potentially could be better with the deployment of these provisions?
Yes, I think those behavior nudging devices has been proven working for the DC sector. And this research find out it's also working very well in the public plan sector. So I will say it in three different bullet points, if you will. So the first one is automatic features improve retirement savings. When we try to help the employees to bypass the active choice method, the inertia, or since they're already in the plan, they are being automatically enrolled into a plan and allocated into a default investment portfolio, which is tailored for them, they are very reluctant to opt out. In fact, in our recent survey in 2019, we find that most of the state and local government has good data to track the enrollment results and the savings results. That's very beneficial. We encourage them to tailor and tweak the default rates, or for example, auto escalation rates and the cap based on their data, so they can tailor their advice to different specific groups. If financially feasible, combining government matches with automatic features appear to help keep employees in plans and at their higher contribution rates. So a lot of research in the private sector has already proven that Government match actually helps the participants to save more because it's free money. Once they know that their match is 100%, it's 100% return times kind of like 100% return of investment, they are actually likely to enroll and keep their default rate. This will help the public sector to be competitive and sustain their workers and help with employment retention and help with the job market competition.
Yeah, really good point on that last point, because I think in talking with your colleague Gerald Young previously, there was a workforce report. I mean, there are challenges in attracting some of these workers, Dr. Liu. This enhancing a benefit on the DC side, like as what you're suggesting, could really be impactful. John, I want to flip over to you because we've got kind of the high level lessons, but there have to be some case studies out there. And if I'm a plan sponsor, an advisor, someone in and around the ecosystem trying to improve my plan, that's not in one of those 17 states or the district, what are some case studies they can point to?
We found that after enactment of that legislation and adoption of auto enrollment, there was a tremendous increase in participation in their plan. They were at 20%, and the local governments in that state only at 5%. The state plan increased from 20% enrollment to the following year to 90%, making a tremendous impact in the long-term financial well-being of the workers in the state of South Dakota. Now, one question might be, well, what caused the state legislature to want to make that kind of a change? And there were really two things. First, there was real concern about the low participation rate. That rate of 20% was low in comparison to their peers at that time, their peer plans at that time. But second, and very particular to the state, and we find that these circumstances are very particular in each state and each locality. At that particular time, the state had reduced its pension benefits, and there was real concern that employees would not be able to build sufficient wealth to have a secure retirement. And so this auto enrollment was used as a means to get them there.
All right, so John, we've got lessons learned. We've got case studies. The proof's in the pudding right there. It's right there on a piece of paper. And it's been going in the case of South Dakota for such a long time. There's truly benefit. What do we need to do to get the other 33 states to join the District of Columbia and the 17 states in adopting these provisions?
It's very simple. State legislatures and their governors need to pass legislation to make a very small tweak in antiquated laws to permit the use of auto enrollment and auto contribution increases, very clearly in tandem with opt-out provisions, so that individuals who decide, hey, this isn't for me, can get out very easily, no harm, no foul. With this kind of a change, we'll be giving the public sector access to the same tools that are now being employed very successfully in the private sector to enhance saving and retirement security. And several states have easily modernized their applicable laws to adjust and permit this widely accepted tool while keeping the essence of the laws that made this difficult intact.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love when you guys come back. You can see me kind of rub my hands together. John, Dr. Liu, it's great to see you. Thanks so much for joining us. And we look forward to having you guys back on the program again very soon.
Thank you very much.
And that wraps up this episode of BRNAM. Have a topic of interest, someone you think we should talk to, drop us a line. And don't forget, for all the latest curated news and lifestyle, wellness, finance, tech, so much more in all in one place, check out today's edition of our daily newsletter, The Morning Pulse. Want to search our archives, check out our latest content, then visit our website. And we're back again tomorrow with another edition of BRNAM. We'll have a very special guest. Until then, I'm Jeff Snyder. Stay safe, keep on saving, and don't forget, roll with the changes. Now is your opportunity to co-create content around any topic
on the First Lifestyle and Wellness Network. Reach a global audience through our platform and co-own exclusive branded content. All of our programs are available on demand and also as audio-only podcasts, so you can take us on the go. Broadcast Retirement Network, available anytime, anywhere, and on any device.